7 seconds left. Powell, George, Caldwell Pope is on him. Paul George, this could tie it. Oh, Reggie! Of all times to get it!
At the worst time to get a wedgie.
Oh. Jokic had it, knocked off to Jackson. Heaves the ball. Zubac tried to get it. Claimed by Caldwell Pope. It's over. Denver has survived and won.
Never a good time to get a wedgie, Angel. Paul George, he got himself a wedgie last night. Down three, he gets a chance to try to tie this thing, send it to overtime, and it just wedges right there between the backboard and the rim. Hit 35 points. Nuggets win, though, more importantly. 111-108. Another in-season W for the Denver Nuggets. In-season tournament win. Or more importantly, they are now 9-2 and an astonishing 7-0 at home. Nikola Jokic, ridiculous. Weird shooting night for him. But still 32 points, 16 rebounds, and 9 assists. Not bad. I like that. Remember what I said yesterday? I want to see if the Nuggets, how far they can go without losing two games in a row. So, good for Denver. Getting the win. So many things I noticed with Nikola Jokic. And last night, defensively, he's putting everybody in positions. I mean, it's just, it's amazing to watch. 14 of 14 from the free throw line. It's just, it's so much fun to see what he can do on a nightly basis. Jamal Murray is still sitting down. Obviously, he's out for the rest of the month. I thought Reggie Jackson certainly had some tough moments in that game, but I think more positive moments. He wins, or he gets 18 points, 4 assists, 3 boards. Aaron Gordon, who I think is the second most important player on this team, 20 points for him, 5 rebounds, and 5 assists. But just doing all the right things. Angel, let's get to the good, the bad, the ugly from last night. Presented by FMS Bank, banking made simple. For more, go to fmsbank.com/KFKA. The good, I'm going to take it. Nuggets perfect at home. 7-0. And they win another game in the in-season tournament thingy. So good job in that. Mainly just that you won. That's exciting. The bad, I wanted a closer game last night between UNC and CSU. And I'll give it to the Bears. They fought. The score shows 83-64. I thought the Bears fought well in this game, but the Rams are going to go dancing this year. Isaiah Stevens is an all-timer. 24 points for him. Really a low assist night. 4 assists for him. Joel Scott struggled from the free throw line, but had 20 points and 6 boards. On the Bears side of things, it was DeJour Reeves, man. That guy is fun to watch. First time seeing him in person. He is a spark plug. 20 points for him, but he was 3 of 10 from the three-point line. A lot of missed shots for the Bears, and they lose this one. I still think it's going to be a really positive season for the UNC Bears. I don't know much about the Big Sky Conference at this point, about some of the teams they should be worried about. But I think CSU is a really good basketball team this year. The Bears are still trying to work all these pieces together. So I wanted a closer game just because I was there. I like close games. It's fun. It's natural for a fan to want that. I did wear neutral colors, by the way. Ugly is the Golden State Minnesota fight. I mean, what is going on? Dude, was this the beginning of the game? There were, like, no points in the game. Warriors and T-Wolves go at it. Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, Jaden McDaniels were ejected for their roles in a fight. Less than 2 minutes in. Green put Rudy Gobert in a headlock. Now, I watched the replay. I got home last night, watched the second half of the Nuggets game, but I'm seeing the clips, and Klay Thompson's jersey gets ripped off. Jaden McDaniels, like, rips it off. And then Rudy Gobert comes in and kind of tries to grab Klay Thompson and pull him away. And Draymond Green busts in and goes, no, and puts Rudy Gobert in a headlock and starts squeezing. Gobert's like dropping down to the ground, waving to the ref like, dude, help me out here. What is going on here? And then Rudy Gobert said, yeah, anytime Steph Curry's out, that's Draymond's guy. So he's looking for a reason to just get out of the game. Oh, this is what he said. He said, every time Steph doesn't play, Green doesn't want to play without his guy Steph. So he does anything he can to get ejected. He said it was clown behavior. 100 seconds into the contest. And McDaniels and Thompson get tied up and ripping on Clay's jerseys, all ripped up there. Whew, that was wild. That's nuts. You know what, though? Once in a while, kind of fun to see that these teams kind of don't like each other. I've been banging the table for that for years now. Instead of being best buddies, let's have some bad blood when it comes out on the floor. Not saying hate each other in real life, but on the floor, yeah. So next time those two play, I'm sure that there's going to be some fireworks. Do we know, is Draymond Green going to be suspended for a certain amount of time? He absolutely should be. You cannot just go up behind a guy and start strangling them. Put him in a chokehold. Man, what is this? Is this WWE? Is this Ric Flair and Hulk Hogan? There's times when you fight and you push, but Draymond just comes up behind the guy and puts him in a headlock. Rudy Gobert's focus was on Klay Thompson and trying to break up the fight, and here's Draymond Green coming in out of nowhere and just strangled. That was worse than what Carmelo did all those years ago. When he walks up behind a guy, like tries to punch him behind his head. This is awful. Just terrible. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. My poll question of the day, it is Wyoming related. And I know, you got Rams listeners, I got a lot of Rams listeners and other listeners like, why do we care? Well, we're not that far. You can hear us up there. We have our insider, Cody Tucker, on the program. I am interested in what Wyoming does as a program. Their former UNC Bears head coach, Jeff Linder, is their basketball coach. So, yeah, Wyoming, you have interest. You definitely have some interest. And we're getting more and more Wyoming listeners wanting to tune into this program. So I'm throwing you a bone. We'll see how it goes. Apparently you don't have sports talk in Wyoming. Is that? Maybe not. Angel, maybe not. Or maybe they just don't do it like this. So we're going to talk some Craig Bohl today. Will Craig Bohl be back with Wyoming next season? He's got 1 year left on his contract. Now, Cody Tucker laid it out beautifully at 7220sports.com, and I'm going to talk to him later on in the show. Fun show today. About Craig Bohl, the glass half full, the glass half empty, kind of look at both sides. And I think by reading his article, it sounds like Cody's coming out at the end of it, more or less, got to be better. He's a 500 coach. He's been there 10 years. He's a 500 coach. He has a chance. Well, he's two games under 500. Win out, and you are officially a 500 coach. You are the definition of average. But in this day and age, and what I've seen over the years, do you stay the course and hope that Craig Bohl can change his ways a little bit? And this is what I was bringing up with Brohard yesterday, who just snipped at me for it. When I said, does Jay Norvell, would he consider editing any type of his for air raid? And Brohard, who of course works for CSU, came at me and no. Have you talked to Jay? Yeah, I talk to Jay all the time, bro. Hard. I do. I talk to him. But when you look at Craig Bohl, he's had to change some of the things he's done. He's changed his philosophy a little bit. Can he change it when it comes to this offense? That's going to be the question around Craig Bohl, especially at the quarterback position. Not just a gritty, tough dude like Josh Allen and Andrew Peasley, maybe a little more talented initially at the college level. And we all know Josh Allen went on and did great things. Now he's on the hot seat and all that stuff. But it is possible to ask the question, can you change as a head coach? Can you change your approach? I mean, Angel, if you're Michael Malone, do you think Michael Malone anticipated getting a Nikola Jokic type player on his roster. When he was with Sacramento, he had Boogie Cousins as his big man, as his star. We all agree, Nikola Jokic, Boogie Cousins, really no similarities there. Do you think Michael Malone anticipated that he'd have a center, perhaps the best passing player ever, like Nikola Jokic?
Probably not.
So if Michael Malone comes in and coaches Joker like he would coach Boogie Cousins, wouldn't we agree that might be a mistake? You know, I'm just going to post up the Joker every night. Post him up, put him in the paint, give him the ball. He's big, he's tall, he's got nice touch. No. They learned all about Nikola Jokic's strengths, his weaknesses, and they utilized those strengths to the best of their ability. So, when I look at Craig Bull, and I look at Air Raid, and I look at all these things that you're struggling with right now, are you willing to adapt a little bit? I'm not saying that Craig Bull should change his philosophy. Defensively, the guy gets it. When it comes to rushing the football, the guy gets it. Jay Norvell, the concept of the air raid is there. I see it. It's been 2 years now. You got two games left, so unless you wow us with like 600 yards of offense or in the next two games each, then I think it's fair to say 2 years in, the air raid is more of a run raid kind of thing, you know? So it's not a ridiculous thought or question to look at a team and say, can you change a little bit about who you are? And not as a man or in your philosophy and in your approach, but you were able to run the ball really well last week with a guy like this, Justin Marshall. So I'm looking at both coaches. Can you change a bit? Do you need to? And maybe CSU doesn't. Craig Bull does. Craig Bull needs to change a little bit about how he does things. Because the whole tough-as-nails quarterback thing, it works. It works in September. That's fun as hell in September. But what's happening in November to Wyoming? That's the thing. When people start realizing, all right, you got a tough quarterback. He's a tough SOB. Maybe not the most talented. That starts to catch up to you. So at some, you know, grit and toughness and all that stuff is fine when you're against Texas Tech and you go to overtime and you somehow manage to get to overtime and then you win that game, you take the blitz, you complete the pass. But that doesn't always work. That's not always something that you write up. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. So I'm gauging the room. Where are you, Wyoming Cowboys fans? 75% of the Hooligans are saying, yes, he will be back with Wyoming next season. Now, again, he enters the final year of his contract. That is important to note. He has 1 year left. He has also said that when he's done, he's going to live there. He wants to. This isn't a primetime A&M thing like we were talking about yesterday. This is a Craig Bull, hey, they don't want me. I decide it's time. I'm living here. You know, this will be it for me. So it's going to come down to two things. Wyoming, well, maybe three. Wyoming, do you want him as your head coach going forward? Or do you simply just say, finish out your contract next year, then we don't have to pay you to not be here like so many teams are doing? And or does Craig Bull want to be there? Does he say it's time to hang it up? Would you say he's successful? I mean, Cody Tucker said that at the end of his article, at the end of this thing, when it's all said and done for Craig Bull, how will you look at his time with Wyoming? And I think just to perhaps unfairly, you would say he was a 500 coach. That's what kind of guy he was. Not good, not bad. He's going to get you to bowl games. And coming from a CSU guy, covers a lot of CSU stuff, the things that Craig Bull does, I would love to see CSU guarantee almost that they're going to be in a bowl game, that at least in early November, you are having the discussion about them competing for a Mountain West championship. I would love that. It's just the grass ain't always greener. I mean, I look at what happened with Mike Bobo, a guy that I think, again, health really came in and messed with his situation with CSU. I don't know how focused he really could be at Colorado State once he started getting unhealthy. And I think he's good now, by the way. But looking back, he was, outside of McElwain's one awesome year, Mike Bobo was the most successful coach collectively since Sonny Lubick. I mean, that's the truth. It was, we saw Fairchild, and yeah, that was a rough, and I love Fairchild, man, as a guy and as an offensive mind, but it just didn't work. And then, you know, you saw Mike Bobo and Jim McElwain. Jim McElwain was getting better, and then his final year they won 11 games and he was really good. And then, of course, he left to Florida. And Bobo was 7-6, 7-6, 7-6, and then two rough seasons. Steve Addazio was a train wreck. And now you're with Jay Norvell, which I'm still very optimistic that that's going to work out. But I think there are some Rams fans that would look back and go, did they act too quickly with Mike Bobo? Maybe give him another year to get healthy. Kevin's outlined this well to us, though, in the past, that in knowing their first game was going to be, I think it was going to be against CU the next year, administration just didn't feel like, with Bobo's current health situation and stress levels, if that was going to be the right move. And it was more or less a, I don't know if you're the right guy, but man, you are really struggling right now. And maybe the best thing to do is just to break this away. So I'm asking Wyoming fans today their thoughts on Craig Bohl. Will he be back next year? Should he be back next year? First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Cables Pub and Grill, that is exactly where my friends meet. Wednesdays, $3 pints, $7.99 personal pizzas, up to three toppings. That's Cables Pub and Grill. I'm getting texts last night. I didn't make it over last night, but I'm getting texts from so many of my guys that are going out to the UNC CSU game last night. They're like, hey, we're all over at Cables, man, getting ready, you know, having some dinner, talking sports. I mean, I just love this place. Cables Pub and Grill, it's where my friends meet. 23 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break here. I'm going to have, I believe we're going to have Stephanie Gouch on the program with World Food Bank. Weston can't make it. We have a great bowling event coming up on Friday, but we love working and supporting World Food Bank. She's going to come and talk to us a little bit about their holiday messaging and their plans throughout the next couple of weeks leading up to Thanksgiving and then of Christmas, of course. And then I'm going to have Mike Sanford join the program. He was the interim head coach for the Buffs. Is he getting calls from Boise State? Also, Cody Tucker is going to join me, 7220sports.com. It's the whole show. We'll be right back.
Hear Preps Talk and Coach Speak with Coach Bruce Dick, the fourth winningest coach in Colorado boys basketball history. Weekdays from 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. You're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. Ooh.
Twenty-nine minutes after the hour. Welcome back into the show. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. Live from the first Aloe Fiber Studios. I suppose it is not true because our first Aloe Fiber Studios were in the old place. So Angel completely botched it. Restart. Come in with Metallica again. Let's restart it. You know, go from the beginning. I want a new start. Okay, here we go.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Ooh. Welcome back into the Aloe Fiber Studios. There we go. Angel, that's what you got to do sometimes. You just got to go until you feel natural again. So restarting on that one. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Hope you guys are set to have a wonderful Thanksgiving week. Angel, you're a bit younger than me, but man, every year it just goes faster and faster. My wife and I are talking last night, and she's like, Thanksgiving's in a couple. I'm like, Thanksgiving is next week, sweetheart. It's next Thursday. And so we're like, what are we going to do? Because my wife has her own business. And of course, we're, she's in sales and all this stuff. So she has a big sale coming up, and it's at Black Friday. It's after Thanksgiving, of course, every single year. And we took on the warehouse stuff together, and it's been a great business venture. She's amazing. But that also means we're going to be working all week. You know, I'm taking off Thursday and Friday next week. But that means we're going to be working in the warehouse. So for us, we're not really going to have the whole family thing. We're not going to do the whole family thing. You know, her folks are leaving. My folks have a couple of different plans. My dad or my mom would come up for the weekend, but that's not going to work because we're going to be working all the way through. It's going to be wild. So we were talking about it. We're like, dude, now it's going to be a blur. So I don't know what we're going to do exactly as far as the food thing goes. We'll figure it out. I'm easy to please when it comes to that. How about you? You got big Thanksgiving plans?
I don't think so. I think I'm just going to go down to my dad's. I believe my stepmom is out of town, so he's just by himself with the dogs. I'll go down there. We'll hang out, watch football.
Just the two of you and the dogs?
I think my cousins may be coming, or his cousins, which I guess is my cousin. So.
Are you bringing a dish?
I don't think so. I haven't been asked to. I could.
You surprise him. Surprise him. Bring some, like, chips.
I think he's got that covered. He said he's going to do a bird of some kind, so pheasant, duck, chicken,
yeah, do you
whatever.
Do turkey? Is that
normally,
the thing?
Okay. But if it's just a small group, we may not do a big turkey.
I feel like more people are they're not as traditional when it comes to the turkey thing anymore. Is that, you think?
No, you don't see the normal putting the whole bird on the table and carving it there. It's more, put it in a metal dish, yep, and there's just chunks of turkey.
That's what we always growing up, we never did.
I've never had a turkey on the Thanksgiving table.
We've never done that either. We've never put out the perfect looking turkey, mm-hmm, and then
the little white things on the legs.
Yeah, never done that before. And then you have, dad or whoever's sharpening the knife and is like, here we go. Ours is the same way. It's just
a metal tin of meat.
Yeah, it's just meat.
Was it a turkey? I don't know.
Don't really know.
I didn't see it when it was in the fridge, so I have no idea.
My mom makes the best stuffing ever, so that was always what I look forward to the most, was stuffing. The rest of it, I don't care. Turkey's turkey.
I pretty much nailed the sweet potatoes I made a couple weeks ago, so I might try that again.
Do it. Yeah, man. And if you guys don't want it, my wife will love it. She loves sweet potatoes, but we just don't. We just haven't done it in the last couple of years.
Got a lot of compliments on them.
So they're world famous, you might say.
No.
Well, could be. Could be a business venture. We'll talk.
Very generic recipe I got on Google.
Sometimes that's all it takes, man. Simple is the best. It's the best way to go about it. So I hope you guys are ready to go for Thanksgiving. Stickman, I hate turkey. Now, I don't hate turkey.
Turkey hates you.
This year, we are doing something totally different and doing steak and crab and lobster. Normally, we do traditional turkey and all that. It's funny, though. Most people just do the turkey because you're just like, yeah, it's what you do. And a lot of people are like, I don't really like it. I don't really like it that much. But you can't change it. I think people are getting bold as we go here.
I think turkey just fits this time of year. Like,
I guess.
I couldn't sit down at a Thanksgiving table and you put a steak in front of me.
Oh,
and be
I could.
Like, ooh.
Yeah, I could. That steak and crab and lobster, that sounds phenomenal.
Yeah, it sounds great, but does it fit the mood when there's fall colors around and the cranberry sauce is on the table?
Steak always fits the mood. I would do steak. I would do hamburgers, man.
I would do a duck every couple of years.
I've never had duck before.
Duck is really good.
I would like to try duck.
But it was the most painstaking process for her because it was like, you got to turn it every half hour. You got to baste it every hour or so. You got to turn the oven up and then you got to turn it down and then leave it out there for a while. It makes it taste good, but it takes all day.
I've heard duck, it was complicated. Mm-hmm. Wonder why.
I think the meat is a little, there's not as much fat on it, so you have to be very careful with how you cook it.
Big Hub says, what's the go-to dessert?
Pumpkin pie.
I'm not really a dessert guy.
It depends. Pumpkin pies, I always look for what's the extra dessert that no one was really thinking of. Like, oh, I made a double-layered chocolate volcano cake. That's a lot of chocolate, but
I used to kind of like different types of dessert, but My mom made this thing called Mrs. Ralph's dessert, just like this chocolate whipped cream mix of awesomeness. She was always like, I'm going to make it again for you this year, buddy. And I'm like, for the last 10 years, I'm like, no. Mom, it's sure, but I don't like it anymore. I don't like sweets. I'm just not that kind of guy. I'm sweet enough. 35 minutes after the hour, let's talk Weld Food Bank. We've got all these great plans, and we're looking forward to it. Let's find out a little bit more about how Weld Food Bank is helping those in need and what just a few bucks or a turkey here or there can do for families of Weld County. Let's talk to Stephanie Gausch. Coming up next, 35 minutes after the hour, it is the whole show powered by Chevron. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, this is Ellison Hubbard, former CSU Ram, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome into The Whole Show, powered by Chevron. Glad you guys could be with us here today. Thanksgiving is next week. Just cannot believe it. Joining me in studio, Stephanie Gausch of Weld Food Bank, the Director of Development. Stephanie, always great to catch up with you. We absolutely love our connection with Weld Food Bank.
Love it, love it, love it. And I love your offices. I haven't been here yet, so
you almost get lost.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I still get lost. I get lost easy, to be fair. But yes, it does make for a lot of fun in here, of course. And we've got the Christmas tree out there.
I love it.
Ready
I love it.
Go.
You need an inflatable turkey at the food bank.
Well, yeah,
so,
you know some people that could hook us up with that, right?
We'll see. We'll see what can't be done.
So I know coming up on Friday, we're really excited about this. Part of our one of the things we work on with you guys is something we kind of created a few years ago. It was like, let's make donating really fun. You know, we'll
Absolutely.
Go out and bowl, and we have more teams this year than we've ever had before.
I am so excited because I've been practicing all year.
Have you really?
I mean, it's every weekend.
You've been training?
Yeah,
you
training,
put like the
yeah.
Karate Kid headband on.
Yep, I've got a brace.
Yep.
You know, it's very official looking.
I'm ready to see what you have.
Yeah. Yeah, we have matching t-shirts this year.
Do you
so
really?
We're up in our game. Our score is still going to be like 65, but we're going to look good.
Remember when you got paired up with one of our listeners? We call him Noob.
He's
like
amazing.
A semi-pro bowler. You got
amazing.
Him.
Amazing. Oh, my God. The best.
Yeah.
The best ever.
He was something else. But no, we're pumped about it. We're asking teams. I think we're almost full. And I know that next year the plan is going to be how do we do
awesome.
More? So
world
be,
domination.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Yeah.
I got to go get out and get the trophy tomorrow, I believe.
That's the most important part.
Absolutely the most important part.
So I mean that and feeding people.
Well, yeah.
You know, that part.
Trophies are something else, though. It's like it's its own thing. Obviously, that's a fun part of what we're doing. But my goodness, that doesn't even scratch the surface of what Weld Food Bank does. And I don't even know. I know you guys do a great job of it. I don't know how you keep
well,
it straight.
You.
I don't know how you do it, but we love the work that you guys do.
Oh, thank you so much. This time of year is just crazy. I mean, it's my favorite time of year because you get to see just the generosity of the community. And I know Weston's been on and told you that we've just continued to see more and more people in need. And so it's really nice to be able to experience the flip side of that, which is the community giving back and saying, hey, I want to help my neighbor. And I go to the grocery store, too. I see how expensive things are. And I have $20 I can share with somebody in need. And it's really amazing to see the giving nature of people in Weld County and what they're capable of when they all work together.
Well, what I'm so amazed with, too, is when you guys, and we'll ask for details on that, but how far your dollars can go.
Absolutely.
Or how far donations can go, what
we
that can
so
actually do.
We are so frugal.
Yeah. Well, talk to us about that. So people listening in, and they're like, because here's the tough part. When you go to gas stations, you go to any supermarket now, everybody's asking if you would like to donate
round
to
up,
this cause.
Round up, yeah.
And it's like, you're wanting me to donate to a cause, but I'll bet if I asked across this thing, you couldn't tell me much about this
For
cause.
Sure.
So this is why I say really look into entities like what you guys do, because you know how to do it. You know what it's all about. And we know the reputation of Weld Food Bank.
Oh, that's so kind of you, because I think it is so important to us because we operate off of the generosity of our neighbors of Weld County residents. And because we operate on those donations, you know, we feel such a responsibility to the donor to be as fiscally conservative and responsible as we can.
Yeah.
And so for every dollar donated, we can actually distribute three meals. And part of that is just that, you know, being very frugal and conservative. But it also is that we get so much of our food donated. We work very hard and beg and plead to get things for free. And then we just pay for the transportation costs for those foods versus the food product itself, and we're able to keep a lot of our costs down. And so we just are always want to impress upon the community how grateful we are for their support and how seriously we take that financial stewardship.
And it's amazing, like you said, a dollar can provide how many meals?
Three.
Like my brain is very slow, so being able to even compute that. But you think about it with these folks thinking, how do I want to do something nice, mm-hmm. you know, I want to give mm-hmm. back, and maybe it was a weird year for you, maybe it was a great year for
right?
you, maybe it was a bad year, whatever, but a dollar can go such
right.
a long way.
You know, and I think that's, you know, as part of my job, when I get to see that generosity, you know, sometimes I'll open the mail and somebody will send in a $1 bill. And sometimes it'll have a little note that says, you know, this is what I can afford, but I want to give back. And I often think that that $1 to that one person might be more than the $100 I just got from someone else.
Yeah.
And just everybody can make a difference and they can give back. And it might not be with money. You know, it might be with volunteering your time or donating, you know, some stuffing that you have in your pantry or, you know,
canned goods like that, right?
Any of those things, you know, there are lots of different ways that you can give back. And we try to make it as easy as possible for people to get involved because the food bank is only 27 employees. So it really is the community coming together and providing, you know, the people power in terms of the volunteers and the funds to help us keep operating and the food. And it really is what we can do together.
It's amazing. Just 27 employees, right?
27 employees. And that's, I don't know, about 12 more than when I started, I think.
But it truly is phenomenal how you operate. And again, we folks know, I mean, you talk to some of these large entities throughout Weld County, and they have a relationship with Weld Food Bank, mm-hmm. and it's a no-brainer. It's like, yeah, we do this stuff with Weld Food Bank. Like, it is phenomenal to see that community support.
It is truly, truly amazing. Like, Weld County is phenomenal. I mean, it is the most generous place I have ever lived and worked. And I just, it doesn't matter if I'm at the grocery store, at the food bank, or, you know, where it might be walking my dog, you'll run into somebody who supports the food bank or volunteers at the food bank and wants to say hi and find out how the community's doing. And it just, I mean, it is amazing because we really are a reflection of the community and how much they care.
Well, it's spreading out too. I live in Timnath, of course, and I'm driving by one of my neighbors and they have a huge thing like support Weld Food Bank.
I think I might have emailed with that guy.
Really? Really?
I have emailed with somebody in Timnath who wanted to do a food drive on
by,
the front
like,
porch.
That's so cool. So I love that. Talk to us about, you know, the need, where we're at today, what we're
Absolutely.
Asking, of course, because Thanksgiving is next Thursday.
It is so hard to believe. It sneaks up on me every single year. But, you know, we are just, especially since about March, have seen such a significant increase each month with the number of new households coming into the food bank and new people needing assistance. And we're not seeing a slowdown in that. And this year, we're asking for about 5,500 turkeys from the community. And all of those turkeys actually are collected by the food bank, but we work with 72 different nonprofits around Weld County. And those are going to be entities that you would recognize by name, like Salvation Army, or they might be something like the Erie Food Pantry, which most people in Weld may have never heard of, but they do amazing work in Erie. And so all those entities tell us, hey, we think we're going to serve 100 people or 200 people. And we bring that number to the public. And we collect those turkeys in aggregate for them. And we're just very excited to be able to hopefully meet that goal again this year and be able to get those foods out for the holidays throughout the county.
5,500 turkeys. So we listeners tuning in, they're thinking, I mean, what's the turkey situation right now, supermarket-wise?
I mean,
is it easier to get turkeys?
This year, it's been pretty good. I mean, between the bird flu and COVID previously, this year's looking amazing.
Well, and I'm on the interstate the other day, and I saw a ton of them out there. So I was like, you know what? I don't know about this turkey shortage because there's like 12 of them right there, and I'm going to help out. I didn't, by the way.
Well, you know, I mean, if you want to bring one Friday.
Thought we'd just bring in a live one?
Yeah,
I could do
that. I'd prefer if you'd stun it first. But
Okay, so, but maybe folks are like, you know, it's crazy. It's nuts. I got all this stuff going on. I got family coming up. I'm not sure if I can get out to do the turkey thing. They can donate money, and that's just as good, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And the great thing about money is that it allows us to put it to the highest needs. So we have a food drive coming up Saturday, and we'll be at virtually every grocery store here in Greeley and in Windsor. And, you know, we might get 10,000 cans of green beans. Now, my guess is we'll get a nice assortment of things. But, you know, the nice thing about having those financial donations is that we can put those to the area that we need it the most. So we can fill in some of those gaps of items we're not getting donated and be able to purchase some of that product. So you can always go to our website, weldfoodbank.org. We try to make it as easy as possible to make a financial donation. Again, we'll be at all of those stores on Saturdays, Walmart, King Super, Sam's, Safeway. You can always make a financial donation at a store or pick up, you know, a holiday food item or a turkey or something like that. Or check out our volunteer opportunities. We still have opportunities to volunteer on Saturday. And we'll be pushing out those last minute spots tomorrow that are still available.
Well, I know we need to get one in there soon, too. We loved it because it was such a great team building opportunity.
Awesome. Have we talked to you about cutting the cheese?
Well, you have to talk to Brian about that. He's pretty good.
Well-versed. Well, beautiful. We have an expert on staff then. We have a new volunteer opportunity.
I want to talk about that. No, we love working with you. Speaking of team building, a lot of team building coming up on Friday.
Lots of team building. It's going to be an amazing day. I have some of my favorite people from the food bank coming again. We're having matching shirts this year. We tried to keep it PG.
We got to do that next year.
Angel,
we'll write that down.
I just got a cricket, so I'd be willing to make you some for a fee.
Okay. We can do like sweaters, like Christmas sweaters, but it's Thanksgiving bowling sweaters.
Ooh, I'm really going to up my game next year.
Yeah. We got to. Is this year three? Or year
I think. No,
two.
It's definitely three.
Okay, so it's year three. It's grown a lot from the first 2 years. The goal is to keep this thing going, so it's going to be a blast. Stephanie, always appreciate you. We love what World Food Bank does. You make it so easy to donate, and that's one of the biggest things that I look at with some of these entities.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make it difficult. Make it as easy as possible for people.
We'd love to make it as easy as possible because we rely on you for our support and in order to feed other people. So we're just really grateful for you allowing us to be on the air. We're excited about Friday, and I just want to say a huge thank you to people in Weld County. You know, your support is so appreciated and so very much needed, and you know, this is the time of year.
It is the time of year. It's crazy. We get excited about it, but there's also folks that need a little boost, need a little help too, and that's where World Food Bank comes in. Stephanie, we'll see you on Friday, okay?
Awesome. Looking forward to it.
All right, 51 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break. We'll wrap up hour number one. I've got Mike Sanford. He was the interim coach for the Buffs last season. What's he think about primetime right now, all the Colorado Buffalo stuff, also Boise State's information. We'll talk to Sanford about that coming up a little bit later. We'll be right back.
Up to speed with the Rams with the Isaiah Stevens Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Big Hub says you guys need to have some red velvet cake. Sounds good. Have I had that before? I don't know. Maybe I have. Maybe I haven't.
See, like, red velvet cake is just regular cake colored red.
I'm the last.
You ever had red velvet cake?
I don't know.
It's a red cake.
I've had red cake before.
With white icing?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not one of those guys that's like, oh, this dessert is amazing.
You like carrot cake?
It's okay. Mm. It's fine. I guess if I had to pick a cake, it's like, or a dessert, it's like cookies. But certain cookies got to do it, man, because.
You like the store-bought sugar cookies with frosting?
Mm-mm. The frosting, I'm not into it. No, not into it. All right, big story of the day coming up next. The Pac-2, stronger than ever, baby. We'll talk about it in a moment. It's a whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.